I just think just keep executing, keep doing what we're doing. Preparation is definitely, you know, the key to success here, especially this week. And just honing into all your techniques that you've been doing and just sticking to the plan.
Yeah, no, it's a very talented defense. At home, they play very well. They've, you know, kept opponents 3-33, I think, on third down. They're a fast backing crew, and they're big up front. You know, it's a lot of stuff that we're going to have to handle, and looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're both big targets. You know, I'd say that Fleener is, you know, definitely, you know, a tall guy that can go up and, you know, make some plays. So you got to respect where he's at on the field. And you know that Allen's also a big target. So, again, both guys are, you know, a good challenge for us.
Because you can't force the opportunity. You just got to let them come. And when they come, you got to be ready to pounce on them. And I think that's probably the biggest lesson I've learned since I got in the NFL is, you know, you're not, you know, in college, you're the best player on your team. You're the best in the conference. And then you come back to the NFL and you start over as being, you know, the number one target. And then you got to build your way up and trying to force things to happen doesn't work in this game, and you just got to be ready for when the time's called. I mean, I could kick a game winner this weekend. I could kick zero field goals. You just never know. I have to be ready for whatever situation, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, anytime you have a coach that actually takes a break into practice to make sure that we get special teams down and we're not going to leave special teams until we get it down, yeah, you take great pride in that. You want to go out there and show everybody, like, my coaches believe in me, and I'm going to show you why I believe in my coach. I'm going to go out there and do what he asked me to do.
You know, like I said, I think they use a lot of different guys to put them in a position. They don't, you know, always match personnel like, you know, some teams usually do, but they do a great job of trying to reroute the tight ends and try to get them off their game plan.
Great. He fits right in, on the field, off the field, works hard, and, you know, you've seen his production so far, and I would expect it to be, you know, the same continuing the season.
No, Jamie, you know, I knew the first time I saw him that he was going to be an explosive player just off his athletic ability, you know, very athletic. You know, and again, with the experience, you know, he's just getting better and better. So, you know, I'm happy that he's playing next to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's super impressive. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. I've heard the stories of how hard he works out and all that stuff. And, you know, to be able to be that good, and, I mean, I don't know how he feels, but he doesn't make it look like he feels old. I mean, I wouldn't say 42 is old, but he's doing a good job. And, you know, I'm not kicking against him, so I really don't give too much thought about it. All I'm worried about is kicking some touchbacks and scoring a lot of points, and hopefully we can win. And I admire every kicker in the NFL. I know how hard it is to be successful on a week-in, week-out basis, and no one's done it better than Adam, and he deserves all the accolades and respect in the world. But it doesn't pass my mind. What, you know, I'm more worried about playing in the dome and getting ready to kick there, then, you know, if he goes down and kicks 9 field goals, that's not going to affect me one way or another.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.